none but the hungry heart. 227. Factual freedom. You were set free from the tyranny of sin. Romans 6, verse 18. There are two extremes that keep many of us in bondage. The one is ignorance as to the possibility of freedom. The other, ignorance as to the extent of freedom. Careful attendance to the facts of the word will solve both these crippling conditions. The New Testament teaches that the flesh is representatively dead in virtue of the cross, but it nowhere says it will become actually dead by standing on that fact. What it does say is that when reckoning the fact true, self will lose its governing power over me. In Romans 6, we find that through the death of Christ, sin shall not have dominion over you. The idea is of bondage, ruling, governing, domineering. There is no such view presented as the annihilation of the thing, the exclusion of its presence, but the loss of its governing power. So you see, if we are looking for the actual death of the old nature in us, we are looking for something that will never come to pass in this life. Our Lord has never promised that we shall be able to look within and say that self is gone. Whilst we really believe God's word that we have died with Christ unto sin and count upon him as the living one to manifest his life through us, others will see that self is inoperative whilst we are occupied with Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Galatians 5, verse 1.